In Tacoma, Washington, there was a hearing yesterday afternoon in courtroom number one at the Pierce County Juvenile Detention Center for Samaje Booker. He faces charges of felony auto theft, a fairly common juvenile crime.
But it's still uncommon to charge a boy Samaje's age, he's just nine, one of the youngest people Pierce County has ever charged with a felony. There's also what Samaje did shortly after he allegedly stole that car.
Jane, tonight the airline is reviewing security.
How could a nine-year-old without a ticket get onto two flights?
He arrived there with no money, no identification, and no airline ticket.
Yes, Samaje Booker is that nine-year-old. He embarrassed airport security officials and provided gag material for late-night comedians. But as NPR's Luke Burbank reports, this is actually a family story.
Maybe none of this would have even happened if Sakina Booker hadn't taken her kids to that video arcade.
You know the arcade games where you sit in there and you drive on it to put the couple quarters in and you drive? Yeah, he learned from there.
The game, fittingly enough, was Grand Theft Auto, and it was how Booker's middle son, Samaje, figured out, at least in broad strokes, how to drive a car.
My boys are like very, very smart kids. Samaje can complete a game in one night within a couple hours of him having the game.
Of course, back then, Sakina couldn't have known how things were going to turn out, how she would eventually find herself jobless and broke, trying to keep it together with four young boys and no father in sight, or how things would come to a head late on a Sunday night, January 14th, just as the family was due to be evicted from their rundown apartment in the working-class city of Lakewood.
And there's only so much a kid can take, and Samaje just exploded.
He stole a neighbor's car idling in the driveway, leading police on a 90-mile-an-hour chase. When they did finally catch him, they turned Samaje back over to his mother. Within a few hours, he disappeared again, this time on a bus bound for SeaTac. When he got there, it was the first time he'd ever set foot in an airport. After somehow walking through security, he heard a lost ticket being announced over the intercom. He approached a Southwest Airlines desk and claimed it as his own. By coincidence, the ticket had been originally issued to a young boy, so Samaje matched the profile. Before he knew it, he was on a plane bound for Texas.
The charismatic and charming lad got on the plane.
He's very charismatic, has a wonderful personality.
Somehow the resourceful fourth grader
scammed his way onto a Southwest Airlines flight.
The news people, they got thinking that he is this mastermind kid and child problem child.
Sakina says it was weird luck more than criminal genius that got her son onto the plane.
My name is Samaje Booker.
Considering the legend that has sort of sprung up around him, Samaje is actually a pretty shy kid in real life. He's skinny, likes football, and of course, video games. His eyes kind of twinkle when he smiles. Talking to him, you quickly realize he's no Hannibal Lecter. In fact, he says the first thing he did when he got onto the plane was to try to get off, because he says he was scared. The flight crew told him it was too late.
They said, no, you can't get off. And actually, people were still coming on. And they told me I had to sit down. So I had to sit down, and people were still coming on.
When the plane stopped for a layover in Arizona, he tried to get off again. Again, the crew said no. Eventually, he ended up in San Antonio, a trip that has made Samaje infamous and his mother miserable.
These last 2.5 months has been the worst times of my whole life.
At 29, Sakina Booker is tall and still very pretty, but you can see the toll that raising four young boys by herself is taking on her.
My name is Demarius Williams, and I am 11 years old.
Demarius is the oldest, then Samaje, then 3-year-old Darius.
My name is Darius Williams.
Then there's Xavier, the baby. I caught up with the family earlier this week on a rainy night in Tacoma, just south of Seattle. The kids were sprawled out on Reverend Tony McMath's living room floor playing video games. Sakina sat on the couch, nursing a migraine. They were there because, well, they didn't have anywhere else to go.
At this point, you know, they need a stable home.
Reverend McMath and his church, St. John Baptist, have been helping the family out.
You imagine the mother now has to worry about who's going to take her kids from her because she don't have a place. Then how do you get a place when you don't have a job? How do you give a job when you don't have a place?
Thanks to church donations and what Sakina can scrape together, the Bookers have been staying in cheap motels for the past few weeks. Last weekend they were in L.A., guests of the Dr. Phil show. But once they returned to the Northwest, they were back on their own. For his part, Samaje has bigger worries than housing.
Like, I'm going to spend 90 days in jail.
He faces two felony charges, auto theft and evading arrest.
We do take this conduct very seriously and believe that there's got to be accountability in our society.
Fred Wist is the chief prosecutor of Pierce County's Juvenile Division.
We're fortunate that Samaje didn't hurt himself or cross over the center line and hit another family and kill someone, etc.
In Washington State, the minimum legal age for charging someone with a felony is 8 years old, provided the prosecution can prove the child understood what they were doing. Ironically, Wist may end up using Samaje's plane trip as evidence that he's not your average 9-year-old. Sakina Booker agrees her son needs to be held accountable, but she says locking him up is not the way.
Their father was in jail, their uncles was in jail, and all they do is they get out and they go right back. They don't learn anything good in the jail. They think he's driving cars now. I can imagine what he's going to learn if he goes to juvenile detention center.
Fred Wist, who has his own kid, Samaje's age, says,
people make choices. People are doing these things after thinking about them.
But like most other 9-year-olds, premeditation is not really Samaje Booker's strong suit. All he knew was that he wanted to go to Texas to see the only semblance of a father figure he'd known.
What was going through your mind that morning when you got on the bus? What was your plan?
I didn't have a plan. I just wanted to see my grandpa.
A grandpa who actually lives in Dallas, not San Antonio, where Samaje was picked up. And a grandfather who's no longer speaking to the family because of the media frenzy, leaving Sakina and her four boys to figure things out on their own in Tacoma. Luke Burbank, NPR News.